comes into studio, lets me know what's trending on Barb's Wire. Unfortunately, that's the top trend in Cape Town at the moment. It is about the shooting of the Hinds Park primary teacher yesterday on the school grounds.
Yeah, so I mean, gun violence is the focus of your first hour, and this falls right into that slot. So grade six was trending, and I just thought interesting that nationally grade six was trending, and it was linked to the fact that this was a grade six teacher at Hinds Park Primary School in Philippi. And I don't really have much more to say. I mean, I think the investigation is very much underway. The question of these two assailants, that they're still at large, I suppose the question is, who were they? And
In a short while, we're going to be speaking to Bongani Makungwana. He is the CPF chairperson there in Hinds Park, trying to give us some more detail about what could have happened yesterday. Also, some speculative reports of who these assailants were. So we're going to try and get some information.
I mean, there was a video online. I don't know if it is of the victim lying on the in the street, because reports say that by the time people got to his side he was dead, but in the video you can see he's actually still moving. Not a great video to watch, but of course, like, you know, tens of thousands have watched it. And again, this is unfortunately what happens. People's dignity, I think, is, you know, really compromised when these awful videos go viral.
Second up is J&J Johnson & Johnson's booster is a trend on social
media. It is a trend on social media. And this is because, I mean, we know there's been a concern over the last while. And I know people who were part of that first sort of testing stage where they got the J&J booster, who've said to me, oh, you're very lucky you got the Pfizer. I wish I'd got the Pfizer. Because there were concerns that now that it's in the real world, that J&J didn't seem to give as much protection as Pfizer, the two-shot Pfizer and the Moderna. But now research has been done, and Johnson & Johnson have released the results from real-world studies that have been done at a much larger scale, that two doses, the two-dose version of Johnson & Johnson, and we know it was always the one shot, which was great because it was easier to just give one shot. Now they're saying a two-dose version of J&J vaccine for COVID-19 provides 94% protection against symptomatic infection, and also, again, much more protection against hospitalizations and deaths. And I know yesterday on Cape Talk, we published a story from, it was breakfast yesterday morning, which showed that Western Cape stats showed deaths and hospitalizations during the peak mostly unvaccinated people. Sorry to keep banging that drum. But I just think at the moment, globally, we're seeing statistics coming out that it is the unvaccinated that are in hospitals for, with COVID-19.
And finally, we've been talking a lot about scams affecting and targeting pensioners and older people. Claims of another local scam. Local journalist Finally Jason has been doing some investigation.
Well, I think he's done a fine job. And on his Facebook page yesterday, he's a friend of mine on Facebook, I saw his post. And he said, I went for my usual walk through the township of Guguletu, and as I came around the bend in NY491, I saw a long queue of people with their IDs in their hands. He says apparently the queue had started early that morning, and he walked up to an old 85-year-old lady and asked her what she was doing. And she said, well, if you produce your ID and pay 10 rand as a registration fee, in return they will give you 1,400 rand. She told him, what? They'll send you a notification via SMS with a PIN number to collect your money. And he ran home, got his camera, and he took photographs of the queues, and he's posted this on his Facebook because he is trying to obviously, well, he is, he's trying to expose these, what he says, of the desperate and the vulnerable who are subject to these funny schemes. And, he said when he started taking photos, people started hiding. But I think if you could look into it.
I think it's definitely something to look into, because it's not the first time that we've heard something like this. We've heard of stories coming out of Bont Evil, for example, with a modus operandi which sounds very, very similar to this. See, the thing is, it's not the amount of money. It's not the actual 10 rand as administration fee, but if you can get 1,000 people to sign up.
You're getting
then, then you make a lot of money.
Queues in the photographs. Queues of people have been queuing up since early this morning, that morning, paying 10 rand each. Mm. They're never going to hear from these people again, I am sure. And he said, apparently it's happening all over the townships, and I'm glad he's shining a light on it, and I hope you do too.
I think it's definitely something that our team can organize over the next few days. Barbara Friedman, these and other stories will be available on our website, capetalk.co.za. Barbara Friedman, back on air with us tomorrow.